First Kings chapter number 17, verses 1 through 7, from the series Abrupt Behavior. I'm sending you a kiss. Put it where you want it. In life, we all experience and love those seasons. Those seasons when everything is going well. I'm talking about those seasons in life where everything that you can imagine is lining up. Your health is great. Your job is great. The kids are wonderful. All your bills are paid and you have a little extra. The dog don't even bark after 7 o'clock anymore. I mean, everything is going well. In those seasons of life, we are like a picture of Christ. I mean, we look real holy during those times. But what do you do when your brook dry up?
Boy, I'm right.
This piece this morning has a lot to do with your Christian behavior. Because, you know, it's easy to look like a saint, act like a saint, when everything is fine. When everything is in line. I mean, I can really trust God during those times. But the moment a storm comes in life, all of the cuteness that is within us, all of a sudden disappears. And I can only imagine God is saying, well, why are you behaving like that? Just yesterday when you were being blessed, just yesterday when everything was going well, you were just lifting your holy hands and you were just talking about how wonderful God is. And now God allows a little storm in your life and now your whole behavior has changed. You see, God is the same God in the sunshine as He is in the storm. Just because you can't see your way out doesn't mean that all of a sudden God cannot see. So God says, I know what I have in store for you. Now this story deals with the prophet Elijah. The prophet Elijah in chapter number 16 was dealing with, in essence, a spiritual warfare. Where he had people that was around him, and the people that was around him wanted to worship another god. And this god was a god by the name of Baal. It was idolatry. You know, God will always attack the gods in your life. You have to be careful, even when God bless you, that when God bless you, you don't take the blessings and do away with the blesser. You have to be careful that when everything is going well in your life, that you be real careful that you still pray to God, the God that made it happen anyway. See, because God has a cute way of always attacking the stuff that you trust. You know, when you begin to put your trust on your business card, in your resume, in your bank account, in your 401, God says, now I'll attack that God to show you that I am the true and living God, the only God. So this story this morning, it's kind of a weird story. Watch this. It's a story where the prophet comes and he says, now I'm going to pray in verse number 1 that because you've been worshiping your God, Baal is the Lord of rain. Okay? So Elijah says, I'm going to pray to my God to tell your God that no rain nor dew will come until I say so. Now, that's a cute thing that he did, but what he asked for later, you'll discover the thing that he asked for becomes the issue in his life. I wonder if you ever asked God for something and God gave it to you because on that day you thought you wanted it, and here he comes and here she comes, and then 3 months later what you discover, I really don't want that. I didn't know you had all those issues. I didn't know you had all that baggage coming with you. I just asked God to bless me. I don't need the baggage with it. Woo! Shut understand is that the stuff that I had to go through to make it happen every day. It was a cute thing. When I say, Lord, I want a cute little baby that smells good, it was a cute thing till I discovered that I had to pay for the baby, have to stay up all night with the baby, and sometimes the baby is not like real babyish. Sometimes what we ask God for, it sounds good, but God has something lined up in it. And so the prophet says, it won't rain. No rain, no dew. As long as I say so. Now watch this. God honored that prayer. And it did not rain. The problem with not raining is that the creek runs dry.
That's right.
It has to. And so he wasn't looking at that part of it. He was just looking at, I'm going to get you. So I'm going to put God on you and say, no rain. See, but sometimes what you ask God to do, thinking you getting at somebody else, that thing will turn around on you. You got to be careful that when you pray, that you got a clean heart. You got to be careful that what you asking God to do in somebody else's life, you don't mind God doing it in your own life. You got to be careful when you begin to throw God and push God over here and over there trying to attack somebody else, because that same thing just may come back to you. And so he says, no rain, no rain. God says, okay, I'll honor that. And so it did not rain. And so it did not rain for a long time. What he discovered is that when no rain came, he found himself in a place and he needed the water that the rain supplied. You may not think you need someone today, but your brook gonna run dry one day. You may not like the person, but you never know who you may need. Now watch this now. Because when you pray and ask God for something, and it becomes uncomfortable, point number one, never circle back on your prayer. See, what I mean by circle back is that he prayed and asked God that it not rain. The moment he began to miss the rain, he could have changed his prayer. But you have to understand that when I'm praying the will of God, and even though the storms may come, it may get a little rough sometimes, the brook may dry up sometimes, but I'm going to stay with God, because I don't know where he's taking me, but he's leading me somewhere. Never circle back on your prayer. In other words, never compromise on your obedience to God. When God tells you to do something, expect something else is going to happen, but you do what God told you to do. Because if God sent you, he has to pay for the trip. When God gives you vision, he has to give you provision. When God calls you, he has to clear the way. So wherever God is sending you to, just relax.
All right now. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
But you don't know what they're trying to do. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you don't know that the struggle that I'm facing right now, and the bills are past due, but God promised to supply all of your needs. But my enemies is all around me. The haters, they're hating on me. They're stabbing me in the back, and the naysayers are coming. But what God says is that I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You see, sometimes people will walk out of your life and you'll go back and grab them, circling back, try to pull them back in your life, where you really need to begin to thank God that they walked out of your life. I don't know about you, but I got to walk out of my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't get it when they walked out. It was painful when they walked out. But when I look at the goodness of God, and look at where God has brought me from, the stuff that he's brought me through, I can give him no praise as you walked out. Never circle back. Remember, the Bible says that any man that put his hands on the plow and turn and look back is not fitted for the kingdom. kingdom of God. You got to understand, God is moving you to a kingdom place. Not an earthly place, a kingdom place. And people won't like you when you stand in your kingdom place, because you won't be qualified to stay it. But God favors you there. You won't qualify but because of a resume. But when God gets ready to move you, no devil in hell can stop you. Never compromise on obedience. It's easy to circle back.
Thank you for your word.
It's easy to go back and say, you know what? It was easy yesterday. It was easier when I was doing this. I just might as well go back. If you go back, you're going to get the same stuff. I don't know about you, but I want a new blessing. I want some new stuff in my life. I want it fresh today. I want some manna today like never before. I want God to drop something in my life this morning. Come back and do it again this evening. And I don't even understand how he did. Never circle back. Point number two this morning is this. Watch this. When the prophet says no rain, God spoke to him and told him, get out of the city. God says, I'll hide you. Never circle back. Point number two. Always be willing to accept the challenge. A crisis in your life is a cradle for character.
Yes, sir.
When you begin to go through something, a crisis in your life. Understand, the crisis is not to take you out. The crisis is to show you who God is. So when you begin to go through something, if you're a child of God, always expect a challenge in your life. The first thing that happened after he prayed that beautiful long prayer, Lord, no more rain, the first thing that happened is the brook went dry. You join the church and you say, I'm going to get my life straight. I'm going to quit sleeping with him and sleeping with her. And the first thing that happened is your brook run dry. Let me bring it to you. Your sugar daddy move out. That's what I'm talking about. And you tempted to circle back because you don't want to face the challenge. But can't no daddy do you like Jesus. The challenge of life. Now, the challenge of life is to get you into the image of God. Remember when God created us? He created us, formed us in his image. Now, in order for the image to come to life, the image has to go through the dark places of life. And so the hell and the darkness that you're going through is just a picture being developed. It's a picture of your anointing. It's a picture of God's grace. It's a picture of his mercy. But you got to go through the dark times of life. It's in the dark times that things grow. Nothing grows when the sun is shining. Nothing grows when everything is going well. You don't even grow until you begin to go through something. When you begin to go through something, then you begin to call upon the name of the Lord. And you discover he's right there. You discover he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Have you ever been going through something and challenging? You try God. Won't God show up in your life? Won't he be a bridge over your troubled water? Won't he be a battle line? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he pay the bills when the bills are due? Won't he? You just got to be willing to accept the challenge. Never circle back. Always accept the challenge. And watch this, point number three. The moment that God told him to turn, get out of the city. Watch this now, because you're not going to like this. God tells him something, KT. Like, I'm going to send a nasty buzzer to bring you some food. Come on, God. I have issues eating behind my brother sometimes. Now you think I'm going to eat behind a Listen to me. Listen to me.
Help me, Lord.
Never despise the channel God is sending
you. What you say?
The channel. You may not like how it comes, but if that's how God decides to bless you, receive it. You know, I don't like him. I don't like her. I don't care. I'm in need. Can you help me? I ain't got no pride. I ain't got no ego. I'm all right. Y'all, can you help me? It don't matter.
My God.
You have to be willing to accept the channel. That is to say, God sometimes will bring you some old, ugly, nasty something and say, that's your blessing. And you say it right now? God is saying, that's it right there. Just trust me. I got it prepared for you. Just trust me. Your first marriage didn't work out. He says, here comes your blessing. But that don't look like it. He says, not about the look, baby. It's about the sound. But somehow, and when unemployment is 8-9%, God is still giving you a pay raise. It may not look as well as the other entitled, but God is saying, I'm blessing you anyway. Always accept the challenge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Watch this. Watch this. Always allow God to color outside of your box.
Because
I've been through something. So God, you're supposed to do it just like this. And God is saying, I'm coming from the back. I'm coming from the side. I'm going to squeeze up in it. I'm going to do a supernatural thing. See, sometimes when God get ready to bless you, he don't paint right. Sometimes God paint all out of the box. He'll pick up your haters and he'll pick up your enemies and he'll paint them to be a footstool. Sometimes he'll take the folks that don't like you. He'll go to paint and he'll say, that's your blessing right there. It don't look like it, but I painted it that way. You got to allow God to color outside of the box. In other words, the prophet says, a raven doesn't look like a blessing. But God is saying, but that's what I have in store for you. See, that person that is trying to get to know you may not look like a friend. But remember, the one that looked like a friend was the one that walked out on you. See, sometimes things are not what they appear to be. It reminds me of the disciples that Jesus had walking with him. And the truth of the matter is, there was only one disciple that was qualified to be a disciple, and that was Judas. The rest of them didn't look like nothing, smelt like fish, didn't know a thing. But God says, I chose you, you didn't choose me. I thank God he chose me. I thank God that he knows my ups, my downs, my tears, my shortcomings. And he says, I'll praise you through the seasons of life. It's not about how something looks. It's about what God is doing.
Thank you, God.
Watch this in conclusion. Now, we learned this morning that sometimes it's easy to circle back. Sometimes in life you have to understand very early, accept the challenge. And the channels that God blessed you through may not look like what you thought they would look like. In closing, I need for you to understand this one point. That is, you got to be consistent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be consistent.
You got to be consistent.
Thank you, Jesus.
He may not come when you want him. But he's an on-time God. I wish I had a witness this morning that he is an on-time God. I wish I could talk to you about 50 folks here this morning that have tried the Lord and you know he's on time. You stay consistent in your prayer and you know that God is an on-time God. You never let go of your plan. You never let go. You were praying day and night. And it seemed like God was going to never come. It seemed like it was taking forever. But you were consistent in it. Because you understood. I may be going through something right now. And my brook may be dry. But I can fall on a rock. Moses touched a rock and water came out of the rock. When you begin to go through something, I dare you to touch Jesus and make water in your past rock. He'll make water come from the rock, but your rock has to be Jesus. I said your rock has to be Jesus. Watch this. For you to stay consistent when your brook dry up, your consistency must be in the form of worship. Now the word worship in the Greek is proskuneo. Pros means that I'm moving towards something. Kisto means a kiss. I told you I'm sending you a kiss. Y'all thought I was playing. God says, when you begin to worship me, your worship is you moving toward to kiss me. A position of intimacy. God is saying, when you worship me, I see you all naked and I still like you. I don't care about some extra pounds over there. I don't care about a bald spot over there. I don't even care about a sin over there, because my grace is sufficient. When you begin to worship God, don't ever forget it. Your worship is you kissing God. Ladies, all of the age 8 and younger is over next door at the children's church. So, ladies, sometimes when the guy begins to move, sometimes he wants to go straight to it. He doesn't create sex for what we think. He creates sex. Sex is not a feel good. Sex is worship. Sex is worship. And so you trying to get him to get you warmed up. We're still in church. Worship is to get you warmed up. Yeah. Praise and worship is to do what Luther used to do for you. Set the atmosphere. You know Luther. You know it. Praise and worship is to set the atmosphere. Now once the atmosphere is set and the lights is down low and everything is filling and you relax, and then here comes the intimacy. And so when the intimacy comes, you ready for it. The intimacy is the worship in the word of God. And so God is saying, listen, I always start out with me. I need you to start out in praising me. I need you to set the atmosphere so that when you begin to receive the word, you're ready to receive it. Now listen. Watch this. When you begin to receive, you can only receive through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit impregnates you, and it gives birth to your blessing. Now that's sex 101. That's what God said. That's the way he created. That's what he wants. So the next time you find yourself engaged, just know that it's worship. God is saying, move toward me with a kiss. things in life are more intimate than a kiss. Few things in life are more intimate than a kiss. God is saying, when you begin to worship me, that's so intimate. I feel you, baby. I feel you. I feel you. I know what you taste like. I know what you ate yesterday. God is saying, I feel you. And this thing called worship, I got you. I'm holding you. I won't let go. Yeah, I know storms are going to come. But we intimate.
Thank you, Jesus.
You see, once you go in with someone and you have an affair, sex with a person, the two now becomes one. And so God is saying, if you abide in me, and I abide in you, I don't care about your storms. Don't take them personal, because you're now intimate with him. He says, your battles are my battles. So what you're going through, he says, cast all your cares upon me, because I care.
Yes.
About you. He just wants you to be intimate. He just wants you to be intimate. Come on and stand with me this morning. I want you to think about that. Think about what I'm saying. To be intimate with God. To be in a love affair with God.
Thank you, Lord.
You know how sometimes when you're intimate and whatever that person needs, you just, oh, forget about it. I'll give it to you. Half crazy anyway. Just whatever it is, I'll give it to you.
All right, now.
And God is saying, when you come to me and worship, ask me for something. My love has blinded me. I'll give you whatever it is that you need. Because God so loved the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He says, I give my very best. I've been intimate with you before you were intimate with me. And even though sometimes your sins will cause you to be separated from God and you'll backslide, God says, I'm married to the backslider. Even when you're not faithful, he says, I'm still faithful.
Thank you.
I'm still faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
How can we reject God? I want to talk to that person that is here that doesn't know Christ as your personal Savior. How can you reject him? When God sent his only Son, he stretched forth on an old rugged cross and he says, I'm committed to you. I'll pay the price. I'll take your sins and I'll give you my future.
Thank you.
With everyone this morning, don't have that relationship with God, I invite you to come. Take one step of faith. God will do the rest in your life. No, every day won't be a smooth sailing, but I promise you, you'll make it to the other side. I promise you, no demon, no devil can stop you. I promise you that whatsoever God has in store, has planned for you, you'll get it. Just take one step of faith. If you're here this morning and you don't have a church home, take one step of faith.
Amen.
The price has already been paid. Jesus died on the cross.
Yes.
He says, now, all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. That's it.
Yes.
You don't have to pay anything. He says, that's where my amazing grace comes in. It's paid for.
Yes.
Not only is it paid for, he says, once you receive me, even though you're going to fall short, your salvation is still sealed by the grace of God.
Amen.
God paid it all.
Yes, he did.
With everyone.
Mercy, Jesus.
Doesn't get any simpler than that.
That's right.
Paul says the teaching of the gospel is simple. It's a simple gospel. Don't let big words and all this stuff. Jesus died. He paid the price.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. All you have to do is believe.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Say.
Thank you, Lord.
Would that
be others? Thank you, Lord.
If Jesus came right now, where are you going?
All right now.
That's right.
Listen, all this weather and everything that you're seeing,
yes,
it's not a coincidence.
That's right.
Right.
He says before this world is over, you'll see it.
Yes.
He's coming.
That's right.
Will you be ready? If you're not sure about your salvation, now's the time. We come to church and we talk about how wonderful heaven is. As long as there's a heaven, there must be a hell as well.
All right now.
Maybe see it this morning.
Thank you.
Maybe see it.